This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Union Minister of State for PMO, Atomic Energy and Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that year 2024 has been an important year for the Indian space sector. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Dr. Singh said, the first year of the year began with launch of ExpoSat, then Aditya L1 mission was inserted in its targeted Halo orbit. The country celebrated its maiden National Space Day in August, and yesterday, SpaRDEX mission was launched by ISRO. He said that in between, so many trials have happened for the Gaganyaan, which is in the pipeline. Dr. Singh said the trials are almost now through and the dress rehearsal with a female robot will happen sometime next year. He said the launch of the SpaRDEX mission is one of the first experiments undertaken by India as far as the docking technology is concerned. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that Quad stands as a vital force for stability, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the commitment of addressing the region's needs together with Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong, Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya and USA's Secretary of State Antony Blinken. On the occasion of the 20th anniversary of Quad, a joint statement from the Quad Foreign Minister said what started as an emergency response to a catastrophe has grown into a full-fledged partnership. People across the country are all set to welcome the new year 2025. On the eve of New Year, the streets in Delhi NCR have been lit up and party places along with hotels and restaurants in several parts of the city are preparing for a huge rush. People across the globe are bidding farewell to 2024 and welcoming 2025 as cities around the world prepare for New Year celebrations that highlight local cultures and traditions. Auckland in New Zealand was among the first major cities in the world to usher in the New Year 2025 as thousands enjoyed a dazzling fireworks display at the iconic Sky Tower. Assam is all set to welcome the new year with fanfare. Music, New Year parties and community feast are some of the highlights of the New Year celebration tonight across the state. More from our correspondent.
All the major places of Assam, including Guwahati, are celebrating the New Year with music and food. Hotels and clubs are organizing dance and music for the youths. Large number of domestic and international tourists reach the Kaziranga and Manas National Parks to welcome the New Year in serenity. Assam police, meanwhile, urge the citizens to celebrate the New Year carefully to avoid any untoward incidents. Special drives are being undertaken, particularly in Guwahati, to prevent drink and drive cases. Manas Patim Sharma, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The interest rates on various small savings schemes has been kept unchanged for the fourth quarter of this financial year. Finance Ministry said the rates of interest on small savings scheme from 1st January to 31st March 2025 will remain unchanged. Russia launched an aerial attack on Ukraine today, striking the capital and other regions with multiple missiles and drones. Ukraine said that it downed 6 of 21 missiles launched overnight and in the early morning by Russia. The Ukrainian Interior Ministry said that a woman was wounded in the Kyiv region where a private house was damaged. Authorities in the northeastern Sumy region reported strikes near the city of Shoshka where 12 residential buildings had been damaged as well as two educational facilities. The Ukrainian Air Force also reported missiles and drones targeting several other regions of the country. In Chhattisgarh, the 24th National Vanvasi Sports Competition held in Raipur concluded today. In the final match of football, Santal Pargana won the title by defeating Kerala by 4-1 in a tiebreaker. Kerala's team was the runner-up and Jharkhand's team secured the third position. Mainly football and archery matches were held in this competition. Total 579 tribal boys and girls from 29 states of the country and Nepal participated in the National Vanvasi Sports Competition. And in the Hockey India League, Delhi SG Pipers will clash with Hyderabad Toofans in Rourkela tonight. The match will begin at 8:15 PM IST. Last night, the UP Rudras registered 3-1 win over defending champions Kalinga Lancers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.